May I ask you a question before we start? Just to get an understanding, who of you has not completed his 16 rounds today? I think many, no? I also have not completed. Mal beieinander, schon 16 Runden? Was? You have been, once again, who has not completed his 16 rounds today? Jai Guru Jagannath, finished? Ooh, wonderful.
Thank you.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Louder, please. Thank you. Oh,
Chintamani, Srila Haridas Thakur explains that from chanting many wonderful things develop. When you chant with full attention, then you will naturally want to serve Krishna. It's a very natural consequence. When you are in the kirtan, you have done, you want to do something to serve Krishna. That's the first result of chanting. You feel enthusiastic to serve. Then the next is you want to offer obeisances to Krishna. You feel Krishna is very great and you feel moved and you feel I should go before him, I should fold my hands or I should kneel down before him, or I should lie flat on the earth before him. It is a natural result of chanting nicely. And then you will find out, what does Krishna want of me? What is his plan for me? When you chant, you will want to know, is there any way to know what Krishna wants for me? And you will turn naturally to the Bhagavad Gita, where you will read the orders of the Lord, the eternal orders of the Lord. And after some time of chanting like this, you will finally think, I want to surrender everything to Krishna. These are natural byproducts of chanting. It is developing. So when you feel unenthusiastic to serve Krishna, or when you are afraid of surrendering, you know, I should surrender more, but it feels so difficult for me. The best place always to start is to chant. And I would like in my last session with all of you to do something where I feel is the greatest room for improvement in all of our lives. That is to chant japa. But to chant japa in a prayerful way. So I suggest that I will read to you certain traditional prayers, and then we will chant in that mood, the mood which is set by the prayer on our japa. The other day we have heard of a very wonderful japa technique, and I think those who are interested to improve their spiritual life have written it down, so I will not repeat it here too much. It was, you know, of letting the sound vibration enter our ears and our heart, and then entering into the sound vibration. It was a very delicate point. This is a little easier, but I will teach you now. It is chanting in a prayerful mood. Are you enthusiastic?
Yes.
When you look for Krishna, where are you most likely to find him?
Association of good devotees.
Sorry? In the Srimad Bhagavatam. In the heart, someone has said. Yes.
In the holy name.
Yes, Prabhu.
Sharing Krishna with somebody else.
When we share Krishna with somebody else, he seems to be right there sometimes. Yeah.
Just the thought away.
I couldn't.
Just the thought away.
Krishna is just a thought away. In the relationship with Guru. Yes. Yes, Prabhu, in the back?
In our hearts.
There's an old story. When the gods had created the world, they reported to the Lord. They had, and he said, good, but you have forgotten to create one last thing. They had created the different species of life, the oceans, the plants, the wild animals. What was still to be created?
the Lord said, you must create the dangerous, the most dangerous and the best creature, the human being.
Wow. Brahma was what? The most dangerous creature and the best creature at the same time?
But he created. Then the Lords, then the Devatas came back to the Lord and said, we have created the human being and he wants to know where to find the secret of life. Oh, the Lord said, we have to create, we have to hide it very carefully. Because if he finds out and he is so dangerous, he will misuse it. But if he is good, he will use it. And where should we hide the secret of life? One Devata suggested, on the highest mountain. No, said Vat, it's so dangerous. He will eventually get a mountain bike and go on the highest mountain. He is very dangerous. Oh, said another Devata. Then why don't we hide the secret of life in the bottom of the universe? Oh, said God, that is also not good, because he will develop some boats or something to go to the bottom of the universe and he will find it. He's so dangerous. Then they said, but then where should we hide the secret of life? The Lord said, at a place where only the good people will look. Only those who have become good will look there. You should hide the secret of life in his own heart. Only good people will look there. So the Lord decided to come into the heart of every human being as the Lord of the heart. And when a human being stops to look externally for answers in his life, but becomes what Haridas Thakur says, an antarmukha, antaranga mukha living entity, that means a living entity who looks inward for his answers, he will find the secret of life. And the secret of life is, you are there and the Lord is there. Always there. The Upanishads say he is there. There is one bird, that's a living entity, and then there is another bird, that's the Lord. The Bhagavatam speaks of two swans on the lake of the heart. That is there in the fourth canto, where the Lord comes to one very qualified person, Vaidarbhi, and says, do you remember me? We know each other from a very long time. Both of us live in the lake of the heart. I have always taken great encouragement and I want to therefore teach you a way of chanting japa where you will contact the secret of life, that is the relationship you have with the Lord. Someone who has discovered that there is a relationship with the Lord, he will be very content, very happy. And this can be discovered by chanting. What to do? You need to chant and bring your attention to the heart space. And there you need to address the Lord through his holy names. And then he will speak to you one day. You will know he's there. This, my dear devotees, is a secret of life which we must all learn. The Lord is right in the heart. he has hidden there. But only if you stop to be a Bahiranga Mukha Jiva, a living entity who looks outside, and you become an Antaranga Mukha Jiva, looking inside, will you see the Lord. And then, as Haridas Thakur has informed us, when you have this meeting with the Lord, you will be so enthusiastic to serve Him. You will be so enthusiastic to offer obeisances. You will finally be so enthusiastic to surrender everything to Him. I do a simple practice. I go into the space of the heart and then I lock the door. Those who are with me, they often leave the door open and I say, please close the door. I need concentration to write or to write letters or to do my different services, which I do when I don't do my main service, that is speaking about Krishna. So I want you to learn to enter that space of the heart, to address the Lord in the heart through chanting. And you can do this after you have locked, and to lock the door. In other words, you must be concentrated. My dear devotees, sit down properly. We were very... Those of you who have the beads with them, please take up the beads. I think all of you have the beads with you. Kishori, beads are there. We will do quite some chanting for half an hour, and you might like, those of you who don't have the beads, might like to quickly go. It's also, you will get a little exercise and breathe some air and get them. It will be better for you for this. Oh, Govindananda, you also feel the influence of time, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, I also feel it. Krishna. What helps really, as the devotees get their beadbags, I will just give a little help. What is helping really is some prayers. And if you want to get these prayers, I will ask Go Govinda to maybe at the end, you can sit at the table, have a piece of paper, and you can write down your email. And then we will post these prayers which we will learn now, so that you can use them in your private your normal japa. I think because we never know how long it takes in the Hare Krishna movement to go, they might meet a pizza on the way. Or the child may suffer and so on. So I think we will start just, they can join us, the devotees. So it starts now. It is a prayer to the Japamala with which we start. Avignam kuru male tvam harinama japeshucha Sri Radha Krishna yodasyam dehi male tu prataye. My Japamala, I implore you, I beg you, I sincerely fall down and request you, please frame my Harinam Japa from obstacles, and please grant me service Radha and Krishna. Two things. Please take away the obstacles and please
give me your service to Radha and Krishna. Let us chant together the Panchatattva mantra and then try to enter that space in the heart by concentrating on the heart space where you are and where the Lord is. It's here where the secret of life waits for all of us. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhara Shivasari Govardhana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Krishna. We will try one more round in a minute, but I would like to draw your attention to a very nice prayer by Sanatana Goswami. I will tell this prayer in a moment to you, but for me it has been really doing a wonderful service, or service is not the way to say this really. I've really discovered something wonderful. I think you all know the Damodar Leela. This year in the Govardhana retreat, I hope to present it in all the details and the beautiful details, but basically, you know the thread. Mother Yashoda finds out that Krishna has broken a big pot of yogurt and he's missing. But she cannot find him, but what she sees is the footsteps of the Lord, because he had stepped into the yogurt and the footsteps leave a trail, it's called, and she follows this trail and then finally meets Krishna, but Krishna runs away from her and she tries to catch Krishna and runs. Now Prabhupada, in one purport, I can't really, I have not made a note where this is, but he says one should catch the sound vibration of the Hare Krishna mantra. One could catch it, run after it and catch it. And Sanatana Goswami writes about this. He said, "O Krishna, when we hear about you, you become bound by a thin little thread." This is the thread. "But because you are so independent, you break loose from the thread and you run away." I think we know this when we hear, after some time, we space out and we lose our focus, our concentration. Then he continues, there's another process. By meditating about you, you become bound to the heart by a rope. But because you are the Lord and so independent, you also break the rope. That's when we meditate. We lose all of a sudden our meditation. I saw it. I don't want to point at anyone. I noticed a few who were spacing, and I think they were in the bathing in the Atria. Then he says, "But when we chant your holy name, you become caught by an iron chain." I don't have a chain, but you know the iron chain. "And then you cannot escape." He says like this. Now, what I would like you to do is try to catch, not Krishna. Krishna is,
Why should we think we can catch Krishna? But catch him in the form of his self-vibration, the holy name. Try to run after him as you, with your attention. As you chant, and you may lose the holy name after some time and go bathing in the Atria or think of something else. But try to run with your attention after, catch him again. And maybe this will help you very much. This will be our last exercise. I know that Gaurahari, the temple president of Goloka Dham, is in his Japa workshops always recommending this method because he feels that this works the best for him and for the students who have gone to his Japa workshops. So I would like you to think of this image, Yashoda trying to catch Krishna, and take that image as your own meditation now. May you try to catch Krishna. Some of us have children, and when the children don't want to go to bed, they run away, and you have to run after them and catch them. So in the same way, try to run after the holy name with your attention and try to catch him. Could we try this? Yes?
Yes.
Good. I did not know if you are agreeable to this. So. O name, O Savior of the fallen, please deliver this lowest of persons. I bow down to you, who has the same nature as Radha and Krishna, and I also bow down to Chaitanya again and again. So again and again we bow down. This time we bow down, but we also try to catch the Lord in the sound vibration. And maybe something happens. Again a tip, because only 10% of you applied what I said earlier. So now it would be good if we can raise the percentage to maybe 12.2. The Serbians never do what they are told to do. That is natural. It's spiritual matters. So try to bring your attention to where the secret of life, your relationship to Krishna is in your own heart, and try to chant from there. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adwaita Sivasani Govinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Krishna. Did you hear the voice of the greatest personality? You heard. So my dear devotees, we started and ended our little workshop during the afternoons with chanting in the presence of Srila Prabhupada, and still remember in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada raises his mighty voice and instructs all of his followers. He says, of all the orders of the spiritual master, the order to chant 16 rounds without offenses is the most important. It's a very remarkable and very clear instructions to his followers. And today in this verse from Haridas Thakur we learned why. He said if the chanting is clear, then a natural desire will develop from there to serve, from there a natural desire to offer obeisances,
will develop to worship Krishna. Finally, the natural desire to surrender to Krishna. Life would be so easier for us. So much more easy, that's the right word in English. Life would be so much more easy if we can just surrender to Krishna. To put Krishna in the center of our life, in very practical terms, means to put oneself out of the center. And this surrender is not easy for a selfish, conditioned soul, but it is possible, and it will come if we learn to just chant the holy name. I wish you all the best. Really, it is my great desire. You were such a wonderful audience. I learned the most, you know. To imagine you sit here and you could see all of you. Ooh. And you would hear the sound vibration of the devotees chanting so sincerely. My God, it's so moving. It's so nice how you did. Really, I must have criticized you a few times in the North German way. And I'm not totally free from the tendency to criticize others, unfortunately. Maybe next summer camp it will be better. I really have to say you tried really hard. It was very rewarding. Thank you very much. You are great souls, very, very wonderful devotees. So that was this year's workshop. Oh, Krishna, I must say I feel a little relieved. As nice as it is, it's also very intense. Maybe we should have all of it in the future, one sleeping day in between, you know. Then we don't need to do it during the lectures. I don't know if there's anything to announce, Madhva Muni, for the evening. Maybe there is. I will give you this one.